Richland Center, WRCR, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll rising to 5 could go higher after Friday evening's attack on a Christmas market in Germany. A driver plowing his car through the crowd, some 200 injured. ABC's Tom-Sophie Burridge at the scene at Magdeburg, Germany.
Tributes for the dead and injured at a church next to the Christmas market. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz visiting the scene. The German leader saying 40 of the injured are in a critical condition and we fear for their lives.
A suspect believed to be a 50-year-old doctor originally from Saudi Arabia is in custody. Congress narrowly avoided a government shutdown as the Senate passed a temporary funding plan just after the overnight deadline. The bipartisan bill funds federal operations through March, but without President-elect Trump's demand to raise the debt ceiling. In his final weeks in office, President Biden is forgiving another $4.3 billion in student loan debt for nearly 55,000 borrowers who work in public service. This is ABC News. Tesla is recalling close to 700,000 vehicles due to a problem with the warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system. The warning system may not remain lit, letting drivers know there's a problem. The company is giving affected owners a software update free of charge. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spreading holiday cheer Friday, visiting children undergoing treatments at Children's National Hospital in Washington.
With the president seated next to her, First Lady Jill Biden read the night before Christmas to a group of children at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. Friday, an annual holiday tradition.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
While the First Lady read, the president played catch with the toddler, who kept walking up and handing him a ball. At one point, the young boy even threw the ball at the president, who laughed and played along. The hospital staff said Mr. Biden is the first president to visit Children's 4 years in a row. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Partly sunny and rather cool today with a high of 18. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 10. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and not as cold tomorrow with a high of 30. Winds tomorrow will be south-southeast 10 to 15. Cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 28. Mainly cloudy and warmer on Monday. Patchy drizzle and flurries possible in the morning with a high of 37. And looking ahead to Tuesday, look for mostly cloudy conditions with a high of 36. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. And it's mostly sunny and our current temperature is 12 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I'll be home for Christmas. Can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me and presents on the tree. Christmas. If only
Christmas and happy holidays. This is the season for love, laughter, and making memories. As you gather with family and friends, may your days be filled with warmth and joy, and may the new year bring you peace, success, and endless opportunities. Wishing you a holiday season to remember. From Danielle from Hair Spice, Sean from Freya Salon, Larson Collision and Paint, and the Mushroom Festival.
Already 60 years has come and gone. We've got the little beat to turn you on. Are you feeling kinda down? Got that lonely Christmas blues? Well, we got that song to make you sing la di da woo.
Just as long as we're together.
Why don't we come together for the Christmas sing along? Sing it like ooh, ooh, ooh. Sing along, sing along. Oh, it's a celebration of laughter, joy, and love. Sing it like ooh, ooh, ooh. Sing along, sing along. We'll sing it like ooh, 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 da 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 da. Little boys and girls, tell me why you're down. Hold your head up, you've got no reason to frown. Cause Santa's coming, no time for tears tonight. So we hope this jingle will make you feel alright. Feel alright. Fuzzy in your favorite sweater.
You can take a sleigh ride wherever.
Why don't we come together for the Christmas sing along? Sing it like ooh, ooh, ooh. Sing along, sing along. Oh, it's a celebration of laughter, joy, and love. Sing it like ooh, ooh, ooh. Sing along, sing along. We'll sing it like that. Christmas, sing along, sing it like ooh, 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 sing along, sing along. Oh, it's a celebration of laughter, joy, and love. Sing it like ooh, 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 sing along, sing along. We'll sing it for you.
That was Scott Hamilton with Christmas Love Song. And our time is 11:16. Good morning, Tim Thede here. I'll be here bringing you some great music up until the news at noon. And right now our temperature is 13 degrees, according to Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And hope you're having a great day. We got a lot of things coming up here on WRC. Hope he starts our retro weekends, which starts at 12:30. We'll have reports this morning from Bill Twang. In fact, we have another report coming up shortly. And then also I'll have community calendar at 11:30. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But otherwise, yeah, stay warm out there. I was going to say stay cool, but you don't want to do that. You want to stay warm. So if you jump. Yeah, if you want to, you can stay in and stay warm and listen to our retro weekend, which kicks off at 12:30 with Saturdays with Simo. Chris Simonson will have some great classic music, and he has some Christmas favorites coming up tonight or this afternoon. And then tonight is Backtracking at 5:30 with Phil Nee, and then Phil has his Christmas show on Those Were the Days from 6 until midnight. Tune in, listen to Phil's playing his favorite Christmas songs and songs that you request, as well as some other favorites right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025. Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness and may 2025 be a year of success for all. This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours. Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Plenty of wrestling going on today at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, where the 61st annual Richland Invitational is being held. No snow this weekend, at least no cancellations for wrestling tournaments. Richland Center last Saturday did not make the trip to Toma, missing out on that event. But hosting this 17-team event today that is being defended by two-time champion Iowa Grant Highland. Earlier, we brought you up to date on the lightweights involving area teams. Let's pick up at 144 pounds, where we can tell you that among winners, Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston with a technical fall, a third-seeded Brody Meese, a former champion, with a pin in his first match. He moves on, as do both Max Kelly and Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland. A couple of teammates in this tournament to fill out the brackets. You have a scoring wrestler and, if necessary, a non-scoring wrestler from the same school. Freshman Blake Muller of Richland Center was defeated by Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland and drops into the consolation bracket at 144. At 150 pounds, the top seed is Cameron Finch, a senior from Toma. Brock Hinderman, defending champion, Iowa Grand Highland sophomore, is seeded second. He had a first-round bye. Sophomore Ty Larson of River Valley with a technical fall over Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia of Richland Center, who drops into the consolation bracket, where he is joined by both Harrison Davis of Boscobel and Andrew Ora of Hillsboro. At 157, the top seed is defending champion Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. He had a bye, as did Wyatt Nockreiner of River Valley, seeded third. Winners include Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston, a junior, with a 17-second pin. Job Wetter of Boscobel posted a nice win in his first match, as did Chase McGuire of Riverdale, wrestling his first match of the season. He is a senior and scored a pin. And at 165, the top seed, defending champion Jackson Buskey of Iowa Grand Highland, had a bye. Buskey moves on, as does Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. The second seed, Breyer Yelnick of Iowa Grand Highland, posted a win. Hunter Ault of River Valley advanced with a bye at 165. We'll check the upper weights in our next report as our coverage from the Richland Invitational continues. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you. yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. In olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the high. Oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Was Green River Ordinance with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on WRCO. Our temperature is 13 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. The winds are calm, and of course it's kind of partly sunny out there. Partly to mostly sunny out there. It looks like some few more clouds gathered in. And our time is 11:30, so that means it's time for Community Calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
And here's Community Calendar for Saturday, December 21st. The Ryan Chambers 12 Days of Christmas Bake Sale will be held until noon at today, and also at today at Kelly's Coffee in Richland Center. It'll also be held on the 23rd and 24th. Proceeds raised will go to the Ryan Chambers Scholarship Fund. Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park will be held through New Year's Eve. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand tonight. The Rotary Club is in need of volunteers to work at the event on Thursday, December 26th and Tuesday, December 31st. If you or a group can help, help out, give a call to 608-391-0770 or email rotaryfoundationofrc christmasmusic@gmail.com. Basswood Union Church will host a Christmas carol hymn sing tomorrow at 10. Familiar carols will be played and sung using piano, guitar, and some wooden flutes. All are welcome. The Highland Historical Society Bingo will not be held tomorrow. Bingo will return in January. And Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30. All are welcome.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Viroqua.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Yes, you do. We want you to follow your heart to our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the new Richland Center United Methodist Church. All are welcome to celebrate God's love through the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas Eve service begins at 7 p.m. and we are located at 400 East Seminary Street. We sure hope to see you there.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15 and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness and may 2025 be a year of success for all. Arthur's Supper Club would like to thank their customers for another fantastic year. Wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead. Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Henry, make me some coffee.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I'm looking forward to Saturday nights. Those were the days we'll be having our Seligal Dancer Christmas party, exchanging gifts. Henry, now don't get into that gift.
Is it my turn?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Pickles, pig feet, and pickled chitlins. Oh, my goodness, I'm so happy.
Well, you ruined the surprise for Saturday night. On Those Were the Days, between 6 and midnight, we'll have some great rock and roll tunes. We'll be opening the phone line for you to weigh in and help us program the program. And we'll also be spinning a few holiday classics from the Those Were the Days era. Saturday night's wide open. We hope you'll give us a call and have a little fun with us. Those Were the Days WRCO is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Vitesny Power Sports, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales.
WRCO 100.9. Like Christmas, everybody seems to feel the same. Love is in the air all around us. It's magical how we all feel this way. I think every day should be like Christmas. Everyone has something nice to say. It seems we don't mind giving each other love, and everybody's heart, it seems to grow. Wish that someday we could find a way. I think we're all reminded we're still kids at heart. In the eyes of a child, we're all the same. If every day could be a day like Christmas, a smile would be on everybody's face. There would be no worries, just lots of joy, and joys to share with every girl and boy. Christmas time is here, love is in the air. Every man, woman, boy and girl's hearts are filled with love. We're all here together.
Warmest wishes this holiday season. Christmas is a time for coming together, celebrating traditions, and sharing joy. We hope your holiday is filled with laughter, peace, and the company of those you love. Here's to a new year full of promise and adventure. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Jones Chevrolet, Southwest Technical College, The Shoebox, and Dairyland Transportation.
Six geese a-laying daily, five gold rings.
That was Ray Conniff with The 12 Days of Christmas, and our time is 11:46, 11 degrees. We dropped down a little bit according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, and the winds are a little bit higher, only about 3 miles per hour. Not too bad out there, but it does feel like it's 5 degrees out there, so be sure to bundle up really well, everybody. And coming up tomorrow, no Green Bay Packer football. They play on Monday night, so we'll be bringing you a holiday classic, The Cinnamon Bear. And you can hear that starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That'll be on from 1 to 7. And following that, we will be bringing you Old Country. Okay, coming up shortly, we have a report from the Richland Center Wrestling Invitational. Bill Twining has another report. Then after that, a little bit of music. And then I will be bringing you the news at noon. I'll be sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. I'll have local news, vital statistics, and weather forecast from Tony Schumacher. And then after that, we'll have Saturdays with Simo to kick off our Saturday retro weekend right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all.
To their valued customers, Muscadet Utility Department sends holiday cheer and gratitude. They're excited for what 2025 holds and wish everyone a season filled with love.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas, now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours. Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
It's magic and memories. Magic and memories. Wonders and wishes. Wonders and when it touches your heart, it feels like Christmas. Once upon a time, at a faraway place in a Christmas a long time ago, a silence fell over the land unlike any silence the land had ever known before. An unbroken peace enveloped all within its reach, and it is said that even the nightingales hushed their singing. Such was the beauty of silence. It was celestial, it was captivating, majestic. Within the silence was a great light that pulsated and glowed. It reflected off the snow-crusted plains like a billion sparkling diamonds and seemed to cascade as though heaven was overflowing. The wolf ceased its hunt, the deer its foraging, the cougar its stalk. All waited for the silence to declare itself. It was as though the silence itself spoke and peace was not heard or seen or even felt. Peace simply was, and all within this enchanted moment was a part. It was Christmas once again for the very first time, and it was sufficient unto itself. Angels sought rest in its realm. Goodwill had found a resting place. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills. The beauty of the Christmas season can remind us of all the beauty in life that we take for granted, our family, our friends, and our faith.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels
Christmas, let's celebrate the moments that truly matter. Time spent with loved ones, laughter shared, and memories made. May your holidays be merry and your new year shine bright with hope and happiness. Wishing you a season of love, light, and joy. Happy holidays from the Woods Bar and Grill, Lime Ridge Egg Supply, Sleepy Hollow, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Richland Invitational being wrestled today on a sunny Saturday in southwestern Wisconsin. 17 teams are here, including defending champion Iowa Grant Highland. We checked the lower midweights. Bring you up to date on what happened in the first round in the upper weights here with the Richland Invitational. At 175 pounds, the top seed is Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grant Highland. He had a bye and advances, as do both junior Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center and Drew Rydell, a sophomore from River Valley. Rydell with an 8-4 win. Bodendine advances with a 7-0 victory, dropping into the consolation bracket among area wrestlers Deacon McDonough, a freshman from Ithaca West. At 190 pounds, the top seed is Braxton Walter of Reedsburg. Second-seeded Blake Brickle of River Valley had a bye in the first round. Advancing with victories, a couple of seniors from Iowa Grant Highland, Gavin Hinderman and Will Whitaker, same weight class, both score pin or victories, and both will meet each other in the next round. They've met before, in case you were wondering. Reed Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston advances by medical forfeit and moves into the next round at 190, dropping into the consolation bracket, senior Mason Jelenic of Richland Center. At 215, Mason Mondorano of Belmont Flatville advances. He is the top seed. Advancing with victories, Michael Burns of Richland Center, Ryan McCoyk of Hillsboro, Tucker Dagenhardt of Iowa Grant Highland, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, all had pins and move into the quarterfinal round. Caden Klein of Iowa Grant Highland, the senior, advances with a 6-3 win, dropping into the consolation bracket. Among others, sophomore Ben Otto of Ithaca Weston and senior Jaden McGraw of Hillsboro. And at 285, the top seed is Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grant Highland. He advances with a bye, as does Grant Matthews of Riverdale. Both are defending champions here at the Richland Invitational. Picking up wins, Ethan Bindle of Richland Center by fall, and Caden Currier of Riverdale, a 7-4 win over senior Braden Kleppe of Richland Center. Both Richland Center and Riverdale with two wrestlers in this weight class at 285 today. Our next reports will be in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll have some team scores to share with you on this Richland Invitational Saturday that includes induction of four recipients into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. For WRCO Sports and David Wermund, I'm Bill Twining.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul reach.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A holiday market in Germany turned into a deadly scene when a driver rammed his car through the crowd last night in Magdeburg. At least five people killed, 200 reported injured, 40 seriously. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge at the scene.
The scene of that horrific attack has been completely closed off. Police here keeping us back. Germany's leader, Olaf Scholz, saying dozens more of the victims are now fighting for their lives. German officials are not yet calling this a terrorist attack, and there has been no comment from police on the suspect's motive.
President Biden has just signed a stopgap funding bill passed by Congress overnight. The bill avoids a government shutdown just before the holidays. Missing from the deal is President-elect Trump's demand for a debt ceiling increase. The FDA approving the weight loss drug Zepbound to help treat sleep apnea. It's the first medication for the disorder, which affects about 39 million Americans. The FDA calling it a major step forward.